You nervous or not really?
No, I'm not
This is kind
nervous.
of like standard for you.
No, it's not standard, but just like you seem pretty cool. Like I could just tell like your vibe is great. So
Yeah, it's not that deep, right? Like we're just kind of conversating, you know? It's not
oh.
like a formal thing.
I might cross my leg. I might like just kick
Like just
back.
chill, man. You've ended the day. Like you've done your bit, you know?
Exactly.
Motivating the students and that, but yeah, no, just tell me how it is being a teacher for you. Like, how did you stumble upon it? Because that's why people know you, right? As Miss Domingo. So,
Right. You know what? I probably became a teacher. I don't know why, but I definitely knew when I was young I wanted to become a teacher for sure.
But
And
like, is that what you kind of have to say just because you know you're doing
oh, I swear to
it
you,
now?
I feel like, you know what? And I see it in my class whenever students are like, hey, can you help me with this to each other? And then hear them teaching each other. I was that student. I was that student where someone was like, I don't know how to do this. And I just tried my friend. So I knew I'm like, I want to do this forever. I want to help, right? Not just my peers, but like, I just want to teach. And I started playing basketball and got a job at a summer camp. And then I started teaching. Coaching and teaching just go directly hand in hand, trying to develop someone's skills so that they can use those skills to be successful in a quiz, a test, a project, a basketball game, 3-point combo, whatever it might be. But yeah, I really love my job, man. I really do.
Yeah, and
I
you kind of stumbled upon it, right? Because we were kind of talking and you said you basically picked it up during COVID, right? So that's when you did the program. Is that when you started the program to do teaching, or were you already kind of doing that alongside the basketball stuff?
Right. So after I played 5 years at Humber College,
What was it
I
like 363 points or something like that? That's what I saw in the 20 games. Like, I mean, I'm
well,
not saying I did
yeah.
research, but I
You
did a little, you know?
know what? Yeah, I was fortunate to have a really good career at Humber. We were fortunate enough to win a handful of provincial championships, national championships. I'm actually wearing one of my rings.
Oh yeah.
Here, yeah, right here.
Cute. Yeah, I didn't even know.
We're every day. But yeah, after playing 5 years there, we had a great I had a great career for sure.
You
I
were a small forward, right?
pardon?
You were a small forward, no?
I was a small forward, yeah. Small forward. I also didn't start playing basketball till I was grade 11, grade 10. So I was like a freshie. I had a lot of learning to do. The other girls, they were playing since they were like 8, 9,
Yeah,
10.
so they were doing the drills and they were doing the training
Yeah,
and
so I had a lot of
the
catching up
thing.
to do. I had a lot of catching up to do, but thankfully for the coaches I had, the mentorship, the development, I would like to say that I took basketball a little more seriously and worked on my skills, worked on my craft, tried to help the teammates around me, helping with their development as well. And yeah, that's why we were so successful, I think, at Humber College. Great career. But after that, I was actually fortunate enough to go play professionally in France. That was a great experience.
I
Got
don't
to
think you
use.
talk about that on your Instagram either, innit? Like,
Oh, not really. But that was pretty cool. You know, leaving home, you get paid to play ball, like one of your passions. You get paid to bounce a basketball around. That's pretty lit. And I know in Canada, we don't really have that. So I'm just glad I was able to like put that in my career, stamp it in. I got to play pro professionally. But unfortunately it ended because of COVID. So I had to go home March 2020. That's when I was like, come home
Yeah, and
ready.
how did you feel in that moment? Because obviously like that's what you were building up, right? Like you started late, but you managed to like, you know, level to the same playing field as everyone else out there, right? And then bam, it just stopped you. Like, how do you feel? Like,
You know what?
what was in your head? Like,
I still feel pretty good about it. I still feel good that I got to play there for a couple months. Language, talking to people, being personable, learning like the European style of basketball. Like I traveled so many damn times, so many times, because it's just a different game out there, way more fundamental based. So I wasn't really
Explain it because
upset.
people don't know the difference, right, between US or Canadian ball and then European.
Yeah, MBA is definitely very fancy. But you see the Europeans coming in here with their fundamentals and killing it, right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Third time. Yeah. He's up there now, isn't he? Like,
yeah, he's up there.
It's a name that wasn't really spoken about because like he's just like this lanky guy, right? But
and he's not flashy, right? He just does basic things that he's probably done a million times.
Yeah, like he's definitely not like a Kyrie type of player, right?
Well, yeah, Kyrie's like behind the back, no look. Like,
yeah, like he used to practice without like you know, the net thing, right? So it would just be like that box. So you'd have to spin it up. Yeah, so that's how it is. But no, I get you with the whole coaching thing, because I don't know if you know, but like I played golf like quite a bit since I was like 15 years old. So that was kind of what I was trying to be a professional in. I ended up being the shitter brother of the two. So my brother actually became professional. So he's like trying to give me like a little tour and stuff.
I'm sure if you put in
No, I was decent. Don't get me wrong. Like I had a decent junior career, but now I kind of coach on the side, like, you know, my uncles. All of the uncles out there, shout out to you, you know, doing a little bit of a side hustle on the side. But I understand, like, as a coach, like, picking out people's weak areas is a hard thing for most people to do. So, and that translates into teaching as well. So, why did you feel like you're comfortable to do that? Because it's a pretty hard thing to do if you're not personable and if you're not kind of, like, giving a cushion to your words a little bit, right? So...
Yeah, well,
classroom versus basketball.
Yeah, what I learned as a basketball player, you know, you need to know your teammates. Like, how is she going to receive this information? How should I phrase it, or how should I come at her so that she can understand the message of whatever I'm trying to communicate clearly without, right, any animosity, any, I guess, there's just, maybe they won't be as upset with your feedback. So I learned that as a player, for sure, because sometimes it's like, damn, get in the corner. What are you doing?
And then your competitive side comes out. You're like, I don't want to lose this game because of you.
Yeah. But then, you know,
that'll get people in their feelings, right?
If I knew you were like, you know what? I think this brother, like, I got to phrase it privately, or I gotta pull him to the side and tell him in a different way, or you know what, I can actually tell him like this, come on man, let's go, you can do it. And it's just about knowing player personnel. It's pretty much it. And I do the same thing in my teaching. You got to get to experience how they react to certain things, what they like, what they don't like, how they speak, how they interact with each other. And then from there, that all happens in September. Once I know that, then I know what kind of feedback to give them. Then I know how to teach. Now I know how to make my lesson because I've gotten to know them. And it's the same thing for coaching as well.
But it's hard to differentiate from like, okay, everyone has their own kind of learning style that they've developed over time and through whatever they've gone through. And that's how they receive information, whether it's like motivational or a little bit more harsher. People have thick skin, so they're able to take it and then work on stuff like that. But
like you
grouping
like
everyone together is a lot harder to do, right, than like individually, I think.
Yeah, you know what, I feel like you kind of just, some people change over time too, like sometimes individually you're gonna have to like make those decisions. But students who, or players who might not have the harsher feedback, who might not react well to it at first, they might see that other players are reacting to it in a positive way, and they might learn how to maybe have a tougher skin, or maybe they learn to look past the tone or the volume, listen to the actual words.
Yeah, because I feel like for the most part, well, first of all, teachers don't really get into the students' heads as much as you're saying you do in order to make it a functional thing, right? Like a lot of teachers, I think, especially when I was growing up, right, a little bit lazier in terms of students' individual learning styles, and they're kind of just going through the syllabus because there is so much work there, right? And there is a payment factor hidden within that, where it's like teachers are not that well paid, so why should they go above and beyond for the students? And I know there's moral reasons to that, but I would say, well, based on what you're saying, that you wouldn't be able to be a teacher or push people towards a common goal if you didn't have that? Like if you didn't understand them to that level, right?
Yeah, if I didn't understand, if I didn't get a tremendous amount of joy from helping my sister work on her, I don't know, rebounding.
Yeah.
I'll be an expert in rebounding, but I know, you know what? We need her. We need her to love her. I'm going to help her. I'm going to rebound for her. I'm going to box her out so she practices rebound. Like that feeling when you were a part of someone's growth, where you kind of put in some time for her, and then you get to watch it to fruition. Like you're like, she did, we just practiced that and she did it in the game. That's lit. Let's go.
Yeah, and you get that feedback and you're like, okay, I know I was a part of that little growth spurt, right? Like,
yes.
Like when I'm teaching people in golf, like they're just like trash at the beginning. They're losing to their friends. They're complaining to me. They're like, oh, I've been playing this game for like 5 years. This guy just started and he's beating me every single time, taking all my money because there's betting in golf and all of that. You know what I mean? So these are all like older guys, right? So they're trying to like, you know, push their retirement fund a little bit more, you know what I mean? So it's just, yeah. Seeing that growth and, you know, seeing that you made an impact on that is probably the most selfless pleasure you can get in life, right?
Absolutely. Like,
but what do you say to the teachers who don't go above and beyond? Because I know that you've been around teachers who don't, you know, think about it like that. And they're kind of like, I just want to get home. I'm sure you have some of those days, but what do you even say to someone who isn't going above and beyond for their students? Like,
you know what? I think about this a lot and I'm very aware of my position right now. I'm a newer or new teacher. I'm new to the career. So I don't know. I'm younger. Maybe I have more energy. I'm more willing to like learn. I'm more willing to reflect on my own practices and realize, oh, I need to do this better. Or, oh, I need to set my math plan or my language program, blah, blah, blah. And I'm afraid. I pray this doesn't happen to me. I just pray that when life is thing, and you kind of just have to be like, I got to think about me. I don't have the time to do the extra work that teachers do. When you get married, when you have kids, when you, I don't know, buy a house, when you, all these lifing things, and you're like, I don't know. So that, I think that goes with my teachers have lives, you know, try to say that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because you have that in your bio in caps lock.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to hide that shit. You're like, okay, everyone, you need to know that, like, this is not my thing. So does that stem from your comment section, or like, do a lot of people just assume that because you're a teacher, you have to just keep this prim and proper image?
Exactly it. If you're a teacher, you got to be prim and proper. You know, you don't really have a life or interests or hobbies.
Well, you have to hide that to the public, right? That's what they assume.
It's inappropriate. And also it's scary times right now, because if you were to share that, unfortunately, some people may like it, not like it. You're going to be judged for it regardless. So for me, it's kind of like, I got to stay true to who I am and what I like. And if I'm comfortable sharing, which I usually am, this is me. Like, this is it. The teacher is not just who I am. It's what I do.
Yeah.
For a certain amount of hours per week.
Yeah.
There's a whole other, you know, there's onion, the layers of the onions. I remember that's from Shrek. That's
a long
movie. But like, there's different layers to who I am. And it's not just teaching. And you know what? You know where I got that from? I'm thinking about it right now. NBA athletes and WNBA athletes, they wear this, I don't know whose brand it is. I don't know if it's Nike or whomever, but more than an athlete. And like, ball is not life.
It just makes a huge difference.
It is. But yeah. I'm more than just an athlete. I'm more than just going to practice, bouncing a ball, doing this. You know, there's lots of professional athletes. They created schools, they created programs, they cook on the side, they do all this other stuff. I'm more than just this athlete, this person that wears a jersey and bounces a ball. And it applies to teaching. I'm more than just a teacher. And I'm sure, again, because I'm getting married soon, life is gonna life. And yeah. I just still have that passion to, you know, keep reflecting on my teaching, how I taught it, how my kids are doing, how can I be better? How can I be a better teacher than today or yesterday? I hope that doesn't die out, because, you know, no disrespect to, yeah, the, you know, seasoned teachers who have been teaching a while. I get it. I could see how this could be draining over a long period of time.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
But right now, for right now, I have a lot of joy with what I do. And I just hope that continues. And maybe I can just find a balance of how to be me, teacher me, baller me, mother me, hopefully.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because you're always at that pivotal point of your life, and like everything's about to kind of switch up.
No,
and I know you're kind of young in this thing, so you have a lot of joy for it. But yeah, no, it's definitely important to address the other sides of yourself, because then if you catch yourself slipping one day randomly after you're trying to push this prim and proper message, and then all of a sudden you're giving too much personality, now you're outside of your box and people are uncomfortable with it, right? You'd rather kind of be upfront with that information.
Why don't I just be me from the get-go? That's pretty much, if you don't like it, unfollow, pretty much.
Get out of here.
I hope you like it, and I hope, you know, people just, I don't know, we talk about this in the classroom all the time, like, you got to be proud of who you are, where you come from, what you eat, what your mom packs you for lunch, whatever, like, it's cool to be different, man. It is cool. It's tremendously cool to be different. You just got to be you. And if you, you know, what you wear, what you do, what you say, if that changes, it's up to you. And everybody else, just support it. Just love you the same. It's pretty much
so
it.
So how did you even get popping on Instagram like that? I want to know.
Yo, so...
like, how did that become a popular, like, social media? Like,
yeah, I just, I don't know what. I don't even know what. I don't know why. But I started TikToking. I downloaded it. Like, this is pretty cool. I see all the dances. I don't want to, you know, and I liked it. Like, it, I found myself watching my own video like 20 times.
Oh, I do that so much, man.
Gosh, and I'm like, am I loving myself? Like, this is
Am I a narcissist? That's the phrase that people puts out there, right? Like, everyone's a narcissist nowadays. My ex was definitely a narcissist, you know what I mean? Like,
I just love making videos. Like, I actually, it brought me joy. I like doing it. And even when I post it and no one likes it, I still love it. I still love it. And so I think, you know, I started making more videos and I realized, okay, this is something that I want to do. Like posting. I enjoy making the videos. I enjoy, like, make it relate to teaching or basketball or my life. I started it last year at the end of school, the last day of school. And Zara, Miss Hassan, Miss Wondersoul, we were at the same last year. And I realized you are on TikTok.
Yeah.
And so kind of took me under her wing and was like, you're going to do this, 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 this.
No way.
Well, she just supported me. She just, it's not like, it's not fake. And I think she knew that. So.
Yeah. It doesn't come across like that either. Like.
Yeah, she was just like, yo, keep doing you, do this. And she just kind of gave me, like, the little logistics of, like, when to post, what to consider. But everything else, just do you and be me. And it's what I've been doing. We're almost at a year now, which is pretty cool.
Because everyone kind of fits in the algorithm somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's now, whether it's a little bit later on, you know what I mean? Like, at some point, people gravitate towards you because you do have a group of people out there who are just like you, or who are trying to be like you, or maybe who are envious of you.
Maybe.
So, you know, I did want to talk about the haters a little bit. Like, do you get a lot of haters in that? Like,
I don't have any.
Nah? Maybe you have no comments that bother. I guess you have thick skin as well, right? Because of the basketball and that. But
I mean, You know what? No, I don't recall any like negative comments. Maybe I haven't seen it. No. Oh, I remember a comment about like what I'm wearing. It's pretty much
Stuff like that.
be wearing like this, and I don't even have to say nothing because there's other people out there, teachers and non-teachers, who are like, what does that have to do with children learning?
It doesn't have anything to do with it.
Does her
But people
sweat?
just want to pick at stuff, right?
Yeah.
But
Does
no, it's obviously great to hear that you don't really get the hate like that. Like,
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah.
yeah,
No.
talk to me about this new women's league then.
Yes, Hoop Queens, Awesome League. It's the
Getting
first.
paid to ball again. Come
Yeah.
on.
Yo, I am so happy. So happy. Hoop Queens, it's Canada's first paid women's league. And it's in its third season. I'm super excited to be playing. This is a great tournament. A lot of the Canadian talent, especially those that like play overseas in Europe or in the States or D1, whatever the case may be, they come back and we have this like high level competitive tournament, which is pretty cool. And you get paid to do it, which is awesome because I don't think Canada has any space where women can come and play the game of
Yeah,
ball.
and they have sponsorships and all of that, right? Because that's how the money gets fed in. And you said that like Canada's underdeveloped compared to like Europe, and obviously
Yeah,
Europe.
you would expect Canada, as you know, the more developed countries, first world, not first world, yeah, first world
Yeah,
countries,
first one, yeah.
have a league where women can play and they get paid. The US has it, all of Europe has it, I'm sure. Yep, Africa has it as well. Why don't we have one? So I think Hoop Queens, great stepping stone towards women's basketball in our country. And what else? We got a WNBA team coming up. That's even better. So women's basketball is just going up from here, 100%.
And do you represent a team in that, or like how does it work? Like how did you get selected for that as well?
You gotta try out. You gotta try out. And they have like a little combine where you try out and then you're selected. So thank goodness I was selected because I just want to be a part of this so badly. I want to keep playing till my knees say no. So
No, for sure, for sure.
yeah.
You gotta
So
get your years in, man, right? You said you start a little bit late, so you gotta finish a little bit late, you know what I mean?
yeah, I want every last drop of this basketball game. Absolutely. But yeah, you gotta try out, and then there's four different teams. It's 5 weeks. Last year the winners got like a free trip with Spirit Airlines to somewhere. Like, it was pretty cool. It was pretty dope. Lots of different companies and organizations supporting and putting their money in women's basketball in Canada. So it's pretty lit. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess like that's a cool collaboration that you've done, but like talk to me about like collaborating with people now that you have a little bit of recognition on your Instagram and stuff. So like how do you choose what's a good fit for you? Maybe there are some companies listening who might want to collaborate with you. So yeah, how do you kind of look at that process, and what's your most favorite collab that you've been a part of?
Right. You know what? A lot of the people that want to collab with me are educators and teachers. I actually had a DM the other day of someone who just wanted to start their teacher page, and they were asking for like advice and if we can support each other, and I was like, heck yeah, we can do that.
You gotta pass the baton on, right? Like, come on.
Absolutely. So those are my kind of favorite interactions. Friend, he's a guidance counselor. He's trying to like put his stuff out there in terms of guiding, you know, these young adults in high school on what to do, right? Like when you get to high school, it's kind of like, did you do the work? No, zero, one. Like there's, it's almost like you're grown enough. You're grown enough. You got to figure it out. Which, yes, too. But I think what my friend Andre is doing is pretty cool. What's his name? Oh, it's giving guidance.
It's
It's
giving
giving guidance.
guidance, though. Now,
Yeah.
send it to me afterwards, obviously. I'll check it out and stuff.
Yeah. So he does a great job with that. And we kind of talk all the time, collab, what should we do? Things like that. Collaborating with Zara is also awesome. It's like, you know, it's like two besties just linking up. So it's always vibe good time. And you know
Now
what?
obviously there's that mutual respect, because like I know, like, she gave you a blueprint, right? But you followed it, you know what I mean? You followed through, so.
Yeah,
And
and
you guys are out there now, so mutual respect and all of that.
she says that to me a lot. Like she, well, I thank her for the blueprint all the time, and she kind of goes, "But you're doing it. You've continued. Do you know how many people like fall off? They don't want to do it. It's too much work.
Literally,
And
man.
you know what? It's a moderate amount of work. It's not to me. It's not that serious because I have joy." I watch my videos so many damn times. Like I have a lot of joy making the videos and watching them. And I post it whether people like it or not. So yeah, and I hope the right people like it that go along with my, I guess, I don't know if I have a niche. Like I don't want to be put in a box because what if I change? I'm not a baller no more, you know? So
You're more than a baller and a teacher, so you know that's what people have to really take away from this, you know.
yeah, teachers have lives, you know. I'm not just my job. I'm not just my job. So any companies out there or anybody that wants to collab, as long as I feel like it goes with who I am and what I like, I will happily collaborate and yeah, make some cool videos as long as it aligns with what I like. It wouldn't make sense to like do something that doesn't apply to me, you know?
Yeah, literally.